Hello, and welcome to another episode of Under Western Stars, the cowboy show that comes to you from the old ranch at Doney Park, north of Flagstaff. My guest today is Sid Hausman, a musician, a songwriter, an artist. Sid lives in Tesuque, New Mexico, over by Santa Fe, and he's coming to me via the modern miracle of Zoom this morning. Hello, Sid.
Hello, Tony.
So good to have you join me this morning.
It's good to be here.
So, Sid, I've got some of your recordings lined up here to listen to. I thought we might start off with Geronimo's Land, which I was familiar with years before I ever met you, from having visited Phil Gall at the Mud Shark Studios where it was recorded, and Phil pointed out what a fine fellow you were, and then years later I got to meet you. Geronimo's Land, you want to briefly tell me how you wrote it?
Well, I spent a lot of time in Tucson and Phoenix, and it was a result of the landscape and just everything that, you know, all the things that I ran into and that I was working with in those areas. And it was kind of a compilation of that.
Okay, let's give a listen to Geronimo's Land.
Geronimo's Land is a burning hell where the sun takes revenge for Apaches that fell. The settler's gun and the soldier's sword and treaties signed that never kept their word. And sometimes when the day is still, you can feel his presence in the hills. Along the dry water washes where catclaw and cactus cling to sandy banks along the way. And nothing seems to hurry but the scorpion who scurries along a weather-beaten vertebrae. A lone turkey vulture surveys that desert sculpture, searching for living remains. And purple thunderheads slowly gather up ahead to cut the heat with afternoon rains. Geronimo's Land is a burning hell where the sun takes revenge for Apaches that fell. To the settler's gun and the soldier's sword and treaties signed that never kept their word. And his spirit rides along the Rincones from a lonely ridge he watches Tucson, with sky-rise condos where once grew saguaros on the trail that he and Tom Horn met. And distant mountains blend through the sand and the wind like double exposures in the sunset. Twisted steel and concrete stand where chaparral and mesquite, ocotillo, and the creosote bush grew. His life spent in battle, fighting, fleeing in the saddle. His spirit has the freedom his body never knew. Geronimo's Land is a burning hell where the sun takes revenge for Apaches that fell. To the settler's gun and the soldier's sword and treaties signed that never kept their word. Soul a rider in the sunset, slowly fading but not gone yet. Soul a rider in the sunset, slowly fading but not gone yet. Soul a rider in the sunset, slowly fading but not gone yet. Solo rider in the sunset, slowly fading but not gone yet.
Well, Sid, you do such a great job of creating the Western landscape and then populating it with the historic characters that lived there. One of my favorites is your song about Bill Pickett. Who was Bill Pickett?
Bill Pickett was a black cowboy who worked for the Miller 101 Ranch, which is a ranch in Oklahoma. And aside from being a working cattle ranch, it was a traveling Wild West show, and they traveled all around the world. And Pickett was one of their main attractions. He he was, aside from being a great rider, he could ride, break broncs. He was also, he invented bulldogging. And he noticed that a bulldog could control a steer by biting him on the lip. And he figured if a bulldog could do it, so could he. And that's how bulldogging, which is the only event in rodeo they can trace back to one person, got started.
So bulldogging today consists of a cowboy riding alongside a steer, leaping from his horse with his arm over the neck of the steer. He grabs the horns, twists the head, and throws the steer to the ground. But Bill Pickett's addition was to bite a hook to the lip of that bull and control it through that pain center.
Right. He noticed that the bulldog would do that. A bulldog is a cattle dog, or was a cattle dog. And he figured if a bulldog could do it, he could do it. Now, today they call it steer wrestling, but it used to be called bulldogging.
You have kind of an unusual accompaniment for this song. Tell me, Sid.
I play bones on it. Now, bones are basically rib bones, and you hold them in one hand, and you can kind of get kind of a clicking sound. I'm going to play a little bit just for you. And those are rib bones, and my cousin is a concert conductor, and we were talking about it at one time, and he said that the first time that he was aware of rib bones being used in that way was in ancient Egypt. So I don't know whether that, I don't know much more about it than that, but I have heard people play them, and I found it interesting. I liked the sound, and I learned how to do it. Actually, my wife is the one who taught me how to do it. We were in Holland, and there was a guy who was, you know, good at it, and she asked him to show her how to do it, and she learned how to play it. Now, she plays pretty much Celtic music, and I was trying to get a sound of like a snare drum where you get like that type of sound, you know, as opposed to a Celtic sound, which would have been.
So let's hear Bill Pickett with bones.
Willie Pickett was a hell of a hand. He could throw any steer in the land. Rode the circuit with a 101. He was a bulldogging son of a gun. Throw 'em with my teeth, sure enough. They're never too big, they're never too tough, never too tired to have a little fun. He was a bulldogging son of a gun. He was a cowboy who didn't give lip, a top cowhand on the Cherokee Strip. Twisting broncs, he rode them all, sat high in the saddle, he'd never fall. Born in Texas in 71, he was a bulldogging son of a gun. Now old Bill Pickett never knew fear. He never backed down on a promise or dare. Wide sombrero and red shirt on, he was a bulldogging son of a gun. He was a cowboy who never said quit, the top cowhand on the Cherokee Strip. Now the hats came off when Bill had to go, caught by the hooves of a wild bronco. Now he rests at the 101. He was a bulldogging son of a gun. He was a cowboy who didn't give lip, the top cowhand on the Cherokee Strip. He was a cowboy who never said quit, the top cowhand on the Cherokee Strip.
How biblical to play a song on rib bones. I trust they were not yours, Sid.
No. They were not mine. They're the remains of a barbecue dinner. It's kind of a recycling project.
Let's listen to another of your tunes, which is so evocative of the geography of the West. It's a tune called Blue Horizons.
Lazy afternoon, the wind is blowing gently through the trees, and soon it's sundown, daylight will be done, and troubles seem to vanish with the breeze. The twilight is the right light for singing to your love. Just listen to the cooing of the mating desert dove. Moon is rising, purple silhouettes and shadows cross adobe turning blue. And that's the time I always think of you. Eyes. The coyote and the cottontail are starting to arise. Moon is rising, purple silhouettes and shadows cross adobe turning blue. And that's the time I always think of you. Blue horizon, lazy afternoon, the wind is blowing gently through the trees. Soon it's sundown, daylight will be done, and troubles seem to vanish with the breeze. The twilight is the right light for singing to your love. Just listen to the cooing of the mating desert dove. Moon is rising, purple silhouettes and shadows cross adobe turning blue. That's the time I always think of you. That's the time I always think of you.
Sid, I know you've worked a whole lot through the years with children, that you go into the schools and you write songs with the children, and you also create some wonderful picture books that you illustrate yourself. They have a song which goes along with the picture book, Cactus Critter Bash. Tell me about it.
Well, it's just a kind of a panorama of the Southwest and places that I have seen and been. And it was an imaginary event that took place in the evening, in the Southwest terrain, Tucson, Phoenix, Southern New Mexico. You don't see a lot of animals necessarily during the day, but at night when the sun goes down and things cool off, that's when you start to see some activity, and that's where that came from.
Cactus Critter Bash.
Cactus and the desert folk had a party late last night, and the way they carried on, it really was a sight. By the light of the moon, El Seguado raised his hand, and organ pipe played a tune with a whole sonorous band. You could barely hear him mumble when Gila Monster stumbled. Kangaroo Rat took off his hat, danced around the fire, and the elf owl dozy doed with the western spadefoot toad. And all the nighttime desert folk joined their voice and choir. Old buffalo gourd rattled and pounded out the beat, while the tortoise and the cottontail danced the pads right off their feet. And jumping jack and prickly pear waltzed down Pantano Wash at the annual Sonoran cactus critter bash. You could barely hear a mumble when Gila monster stumbled. Kangaroo rat took off his hat, danced around the fire, and the elf Aldozy doed with a western spadefoot toad. And all the nighttime desert folk joined their voice in fire. Oh, the way they carried on, it really was a sight. When the cactus and the desert folk, the desert and the cactus folk, the cactus and the desert folk had a party late last night.
Sid, it's not everybody that could go into a barn and look at an old dusty saddle blanket and be inspired to write a song, but you are the man. This next song is called Double Diamond Twill. And tell me just a little bit about writing that.
My mom spent a lot of time in the Southwest and loved Navajo blankets, collected a number of them when she was down there. And they were wonderful saddle blankets. She was a rider, and she got both my brother and I started, you know, riding when we were pretty young. Navajo saddle blankets are just some of the best blankets you can get for riding. They wick the moisture off a horse's back beautifully, and they are beautiful. And I've always been a big fan, and so I was just looking at some of these old blankets that we had around and thinking, you know, I wonder what, you know, I wonder how they, what their stories were.
That old dusty saddle blanket in the barn has earned the ride look a little warm. Double diamond twill, red, black, and gray, made with love. It's hard to find today. Weaver's eye was true when she sent her shuttle through, row by row, pattern grew. When it was complete, she knew that it was well. This was a blanket trader could sell. That old dusty saddle blanket in the barn has earned the right look a little warm. Double diamond twill, red, black, and gray, made with love, it's hard to find today. Swapped for a bridal many years ago when mom taught school. Crafted with care for many years of wear, kept her ponies back from getting sore. That old dusty saddle blanket in the barn has earned the right look a little warm. Double diamond twill, red, black, and gray, made with love, it's hard to find today. Trails that old double diamond rested on my mule. When the weather turned, it served as a blanket, kept me warm from the wind and chill. That old dusty saddle blanket in the barn has earned the right look a little warm. Double diamond twill, red, black, and gray, made with love, that's hard to find today.
This next song is one of my very favorite songs that you perform, Sid. It's called The Grand Canyon Trail. Tell me about the Grand Canyon Trail, Sid.
That was a theme song from a Roy Rogers movie, and I just liked the song. I thought it was, I've spent a lot of time in the Grand Canyon, and I wanted to learn it. So I thought it would sound great on the ukulele, and I recorded it on the ukulele with Washtub Jerry. Now, Washtub Jerry is an interesting character. He's from Texas, and he plays Washtub. Washtub was kind of used in the old jug bands as a bass, where they couldn't afford a full bass, and they could get a washtub, and they could run a pole on it, and then put a string into the center of it. And when you pulled back on the pole, you could raise and lower the pitch of the note that you're trying to play. And Washtub is just a master at that. He's really good. He keeps good rhythm, and he can also play ukulele at the same time he's playing washtub bass. And I've never heard anybody else do that.
Well, if I had my way, how I'd like to sort of stray to a land enchanted as a fairy tale. And at night, my dreams are riding down the Grand Canyon Trail. The moon is hanging high, sitting pretty in the sky, and a man can gather stardust by the pail. At night, when dreams are riding down the Grand Canyon Trail, the river, a ribbon of silver, the fireflies are playing peekaboo. And may I kind of casually mention, there's many a perfect rendezvous for two. So if I bide my time, there's a chance in time that I'm gonna meet someone who'll listen to my tale, and we'll share the dream together down the Grand Canyon Trail. Are playing peekaboo, and may I kind of casually mention, there's many a perfect rendezvous for two. So if I bide my time, there's a chance in time that I'm gonna meet someone who'll listen to my tale, and we'll share the dream together down the Grand Canyon Trail. Yes, we'll share the dream together down the Grand Canyon Trail.
Sid, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your tunes. If someone wants to find out more about you and your music, what's the best way to do that?
SidHausman@gmail.com. And it's SidHausman@gmail.com.
I look forward to a time when you and I can sit down together and play tunes again when the pan dust settles.
Yeah. Same here. I would love to, play some more tunes with you, Tony. We've always had a good time doing that.
Thank you so much, Sid Hausman, for joining me today. And maybe we'll visit again down the road and feature some new songs.
Happy trails.
Well, there you have it, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. Another episode of Under Western Stars. Folks, Under Western Stars comes to you courtesy of the sponsorship of the Historic Museum Club in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I want to thank my engineers, Matt Sarnowski, and Greg Hales helps out with the engineering also. Again, I'm Tony Norris. You can visit my website, www.tonynorris.com. These shows are archived on my website. You can get on my mailing list if you'd like to and send me comments what you'd like to hear or maybe what you don't want to hear. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to Under Western Stars.